So that's that. Now, you had mentioned before, we'll go to you, Lee, for this one, and hopefully we can hear you. And if not, we'll have to have Ray pass the mic over in case. But nonetheless, we mentioned the community involvement with this Light Up Night. Yeah. What kind of stuff are we doing?
There are a lot of events. There are events for just about everyone and of all ages. We have at 2:30 we all start, and we're going to have the presentation of the colors and Pledge of Allegiance, the grand opening of this year's Carol Sing. At 3 o'clock, Santa is going to arrive, and at 3:45, this is a really cool thing we do. We have a member of our choir, Chaz Johnson, who does a in-character live reading of The Night Before Christmas with sound effects by the Rochester High School Band. So it's a pretty,
oh, wow,
and a special appearance by Santa Claus during the reading as well.
Right.
So this is a fun thing for everybody. And then at 4 o'clock is the traditional carol sing with everyone in the auditorium. Everyone who's there, the public, the choirs, the bands. It's just a sensational time of singing. And, you know, a lot of people love to sing, but they don't get a chance to sing with a group. There are about 47 million people in the United States that sing in choirs, according to studies. But that leaves you know, over 300,000 people who don't, but they still love to sing. So this gives an opportunity for some community singing, to get into the Christmas spirit, to get ready for the coming season. So it's just a great event, and there are just a lot of activities going on in the lobby. We have face painting for the kids. We have the Rochester Library is there with their reader dogs, Nitro and Godot. We have craft making with Susan Deerdorf from Ingle Florist. You can write letters to our deployed veterans at a special table there. And that's hosted by Wes Hill and Paula Havasi from the VFW Post 128. Of course, Santa is there, and the kids can have their pictures with Santa. And
of course, we'll be there.
Yeah, WVVP will be there with their prize wheel, and there are a lot of gift cards and prizes to be given out. So there are just many, many things going on in the lobby. It's a full-day event for the entire community, not just for someone in the Rochester area. This is for our entire community, all of Beaver County and the surrounding counties. Open to anybody who wants to come.
That's awesome. I know, you know, Ray was joking beforehand about this whole idea of it being the opening of Christmas in Beaver County, but in all seriousness, I mean, this is, you know, I'd say from the ones I've heard, which are, you know, Beaver Light Up Night and even the Christmas Parade down here, this seems like this is the most gathering type of event, you know, where people can sort of be together instead of just sort of exist together. They can, you know, actually come together, sing together, and, you know, have fun together.
And you're right on, Matt. I don't know of any other community activity quite like this one. And we're thrilled to be driving this program forward. And as we mentioned early on, this is to be an annual event. We will continue to help grow this. And for this year's program, we have a very, very special addition. You know, Santa Claus is arriving in his fire truck caravan, and that's going to be very exciting. There were so many folks in the lobby last year that was very difficult to get everybody in there to see Santa Claus that wanted to see Santa Claus. So we've made a decision to move Santa Claus from the lobby area into the gymnasium. Well, that opened up a whole new realm of possibilities. So this year, we're presenting Santa's Workshop, and there will be a beautiful display in the gymnasium, and all the children will have an opportunity to visit with Santa and give him his letters and ask for special treats. But in addition to that, we have a special treat. We have secured an 1890s sleigh. And
whoa,
it's Santa's real sleigh. And there's a very interesting story about this, because this sleigh goes back to the late 1890s. And I'll just give you a little bit of information about it, because it's great history. It was originally from the Patooch Farm out in residential New Brighton, way back pre-1900. It is an original sleigh, and it was used for hauling debris and rubbish in the winter at the turn of the century in New Brighton. Then it was sold to a gentleman by the name of Verm Sherman. Vern Sherman from the Sherman Farm out in that same area.
Right.
And on Old Black Hawk Road area. Anyhow, Vern Sherman owned the sleigh, and then he purchased the farm in 1930, and he used it to haul firewood around and and for rides with his family on the farmland and so forth. We were fortunate to have one of our choir members notice that this sleigh was on some, but on their property for Christmas. They liked to display it. Well, she went up and knocked on the door and asked if we could borrow it. And they were thrilled to say yes, yes. So we spoke to Joel and Lorraine Sherman, the current owners, which are direct descendants of Vern Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
And they graciously are permitting us to use that sleigh before Santa Claus gets to use it. So we're going to have it there, and you could have the children take their pictures there. It's going to be a wonderful addition to this year's program. We're very excited about it, and we're very thankful to Lorraine and Joel.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Of course, I mean, and there's so much involved. I just want to plug this again. Rochester Carol Singing Lineup Night this Sunday from 2:30 to, I think, 6:30 is where it's going
to
be.
Right, 2:30 to 6:30. That's wonderful.
And, of course, the Carol Sing itself will be at 4. Beaver County Radio will be there from 2:30 to 4:30. We're going to take a time out here. When we come back, I want to continue talking with Ray and Lee about the Choral Society itself, because this is just the first concert of many coming up throughout the month of December. So we'll talk about that coming up after the break here on Beaver County Radio.